Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and a hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world. The world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
New York, New York, you know, that's a city that never sleeps.
And she tells you all about travel. She is a travel expert, and she's traveled several places around the world. She loves to travel, and she loves her home state of New York, and all the exciting and wonderful places that a person can go there at great prices, too. So I just wanted to tell you about our different shows. And then again, you'll hear us again on Thursday, Victoria Falk and myself with travel tips. But today is the Jasara's Love Show. And what the world always needs is more love, sweet love. I know there's a lot of love out there, and I want to send a special thank you out to everybody out there who takes a moment in their day. Some of you spend countless hours daily sending out love, prayers of love, and expressions of love. When you hold the door for someone, that's an expression of love. When you put the chair under someone, that's an expression of love. When you wake somebody up gently in the morning, your children, before you send them off to school, that's an expression of love. If you're fixing a breakfast for a loved one, that's an expression of love. And we also want those people who are receiving those expressions of love to continue to show your thank yous and your gratitude for the moment that someone else took to fix you a meal, hold a door for you, put a chair for you, under you, put a blanket on you or take a blanket off to wake you up so you can get where you got to go on time, fix your beautiful breakfast, make sure your homework was done last night, that you understood it. These are just special acts of love. There's so many reasons why we just need to be more loving in our daily, daily practice. And, you know, we're all human. We know we get those hiccups when somebody may agitate your spirit. When it's over and it's said and done, we have to look back and try to reach out and find a way to address these situations as lovingly as possible. I want to just read you something from a book called Keys to Happiness. And from what I understand, it's something that was written in the 1800s. I cannot find the specific author. I think it's comprised of many authors. But it talks about love beyond compare. And here's a little poem. It says, when life brings problems, separation, accidents, and disease, we can find true happiness in knowing that we are children of the divine oneness, God, Jehovah, Allah, the various names of various deities of what you call God. I'm not here to tell people, you know, what to call God. But when life brings problems, separation, accidents, and disease, we can find true happiness in knowing that we are the children of divine oneness, Father, Mother, God, let's say whatever you want to call God, Allah, Jehovah. It's up to you. You know, nature testifies of God's love. You know, there's a source of life that we receive from our Creator, of wisdom and of joy. You can look at the wonderful, beautiful things of nature. Think of the marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness not only of man, but of all living creatures, the sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and the seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all his creatures, his or her creatures, in the beautiful way that it is done. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. That's Psalms 145:15-16. It is just such a wonderful thing when we take the time. You know, spring is in the air, and I hope that you take the time to step outside your domain. Whether you live in an apartment in a busy city, or you're living in a rural part of the world, step outside if you can, or open up a window, or ease yourself into the doorway. If you're wheelchair bound, ask someone to help you to get some fresh air. And instead of running from the bees and being afraid, pick a time to go outside when they're not so busy. There are certain times of the day that they'll come to your area because they're pollinating the flowers. But go on out and enjoy what the Creator, the Divine Oneness, Father, Mother, God, Allah, Jehovah, has put out there for you. Take a deep, deep breath, and you will be so surprised at how much better you will feel just being out there, allowing that air to caress your skin. This is what the Creator has given to us freely, and we must be thankful for it and show gratitude. And for those of you all that are activists, we must fight to keep this air pure. And we're going to have to do some fighting for our water because the Creator gave us this really, really good thing called water to nourish our bodies and to keep us going, to keep us alive. So I wanted to just take a moment to start with that. This is so funny that I came across this book, Keys to Happiness, because on page 37, that happened to open up, you know, nothing happens by mistake. It's talking about living through giving. And I want to open up starting about giving. Again, you're on the Jasari's Love Show, and this is about love. I'm going to be bringing on guests. I met some exciting men and women when I was up in New York with Victoria Falk last weekend. My husband and I was up there. And we were taking a class under the wonderful, wonderful Eric Worre. And he's an international speaker and consultant that teaches people about business and specifically network marketers internationally. It doesn't matter what network marketing company you belong to. So if you are a person thinking about going into Mary Kay or coming into my business or any business, consider studying Eric Worre. His last name is spelled W-O-R-R-E. Look him up on YouTube, please, or Google him, and you will find, oh, my goodness, so much information that can help you be successful at what you're doing. But right now, living through giving, and we can join the angels in bringing happiness to others. When I think of angels, I not only think about celestial beings, but I also think about people like my mother, who's here on this earth every day doing wonderful, sweet things. She's a wonderful 89 years of age. I think about my sister, the different special things that she chooses to do. And I think about other people that God has sent to me in my life that have been angels. They were there when I needed them. And, you know, they say that angels are ever engaged in working for the happiness of others. I know you've met somebody. You have to say to yourself, this person's got to be an angel. This is their joy. That which selfish hearts would regard as humiliating service, ministering to those who are wretched and in every way inferior in character and rank, is the work of sinless angels. Well, that's the definition there. But to kind of make the definition more understanding, you know, to the everyday person, if that person, again, that just holds the door for people. You know how some people just do that? They offer to hold your bag. They will go get you a glass of water. They ask you how you're doing, and they really mean it. And so we just want to take a moment to say thank you to all of those people who are so unselfish, and they mean what they say. You know, there are people who have cars, and they see you walking, and they know that you're really probably tired, you have a long ways to go. And without expecting anything, they will always offer you a ride. It doesn't even matter how far you have to go. And those are acts of kindness, because I'm quite sure you've been in a position where you really needed a ride, and you felt kind of, you know, like you were imposing on someone. And the reality is all of the major religions do teach that people are supposed to be giving, patience, and to care for each other. So I'm going to ask everybody to take a deep breath and just think about that one thing that you can do today within this next hour or two. And before you close in for tonight, an act of kindness. If you can lift somebody in the lane in front of you, you can just breathe in and calm down and let their drive home be a lot more relaxing. If you can pay for one thing for somebody in the store, if you're going to McDonald's, if you can put some money in the Ronald McDonald change can in front of the counter, if you can say something kind to three people before this evening closes out, you know, if you can carry a bag for an elderly person, whatever you can do, if you're in a store, even if you're agitated, if you can just be patient and say something kind when you get to that cash register or to that bank teller or to that manager of whatever it is, which could probably change their whole demeanor about the whole situation. Maybe you're rushing off to a travel event and you're getting a car rental. If you could just smile and breathe in and just send out some pure joy, that could make a difference in someone's life. This is what the call is really about. It's not about any hocus pocus. It's not about anything that we can't do ourselves, but it's about what we can do, along with prayer and along with meditation and depending on where you are with your understanding, belief, and, you know, and the higher power, it's all of those things, realizing how important they are. I got a couple more things that's going on. You know, it's still International Women's Month, and I just want to, again, do a shout-out to all the women who have contributed to the things that have made life better on this earth. And the list goes on and on. Just take and Google it, and you can come up with so many names. I don't think I got a chance last week to talk about Marie Curie and so many other women in science. But we do want to make sure that we keep in mind those women that are in science, the current ones also. I don't have the list in front of me. But just all of us could take a moment and just Google it and read about a woman. I did Amelia Earhart, and you know, I'm excited about her because she was a pilot. And, of course, it's Fannie Lou Hamer. I talked about her. Judith Jamison, one of my favorites because I'm a dancer, and Debbie Allen. And I did some local politicians last week, you know, just thanking the women for the efforts that they had, the efforts and the actual contributions. And speaking of contributions, today I am going to continue with my giving. I have a gift, and I hope you're taking this seriously. If you end up hearing this call on an archive in this past, go ahead and still give me a call because you never know when these gifts are available and the information. And it's a gift for people who are traveling in 2016. It is worth $500 off of any travel that you're doing. You may have heard me mention it on the Travel Tips show. You may have heard Victoria Falk mention it on Monday. But I am serious about giving you this gift. Here is my, I will give you the phone number first, and you can text me and say, I really want the information about the gift sent to me. And if you are not traveling, but you know people who really like to travel, or maybe someone just wants to take a break. You know, some people take those quick little dates. The honey wife and her husbands go off and they stay at a local hotel just to get away from their regular scenery. Sometimes you need someone a car rental just because you want to go do something different. Well, this money can be used to reduce the cost of your hotel stays and your car rental. Okay, so this is what I'm giving. This is my gift to you through the Just Stories Love Show. Just text me at 252-406-0774. You can also actually go to the website. It is a link. It is www.myvortex. That's spelled V-O-R-T-E-X. The number is 365.com. / the letter M is in movement, U is an unlimited group, GROUP, myvortex365.com/MU group, or 252-406-0774. Again, this is the Just Started Love Show, and I'm giving away a gift. And it is the gift of love, because whenever you can give a gift, it is a very fun thing to be able to do. I want to also ask you to support and encourage a young lady who is kicking off her own travel business, and that is Ms. Kim Williams. Here is her information. You can actually type in www.surge365.com/ purpose. You know, we always talk about having a purpose in life. Purpose-driven, D-R-I-V-E-N, travel, and then digit one, just a digit one, okay? If you have any confusion about these websites, just call me. Send me Ms. Kim Williams' website because I want to be supportive of her and her business. She is looking for serious business partners. Again, this is International Women's Month, so if there's some women out there that are serious about being able to participate in a business that is very lucrative, one that they can move about, use their cell phones and laptops, this is great. And it gives you so much freedom to do what you want to do. We know women have very busy, involved lives, raising children. Some are working jobs. Some are taking care of households. So make sure you get that. Again, you can call me and say, I want the information from Ms. Kim Williams, and that number is 252-406-0774. Okay, you know, part of receiving love and giving love is enjoying cherry blossoms in D.C. Oh, my goodness. And I think that that's very important also. You know, when I think about, you know, cherry blossoms and how beautiful the weather can be, it's just really, really, really important to get out and enjoy nature. If you are looking for something to do that's going to give you some peace and some calmness and some real joy, wherever your state is, it probably is you've got the same type of weather that we have in the Northeast in the D.C. area. Baltimore City, the cherry blossoms all over the place. But you can get to D.C., just look it up. Just look up the cherry blossom activities and festivals. It's right there on the main area of D.C., you know, where you have your Smithsonian and all of that, right at the foot of the Lincoln Monument. And you can enjoy the smell and the sweet aroma of the cherry blossoms as well as the beauty of the cherry blossoms. The hundreds of people there, thousands of people actually that will be there, different days will be more or less. And the vendors, the food, of course, the international feel, the trees, the water, and just being out there, getting the fresh air and enjoying what the Creator has for us. You know, in your neighborhood, you might have the dogwood trees. There are some other trees that are blossoming right now, so make sure you get out there and you enjoy them. I want to go to another topic very, very quickly, and that is I'm going to give you a quick little warning. I want everybody out there to take this very seriously. What you eat, what you put on your skin, any medicine that you take, everything that we drink, we really got to pay a lot more attention to it. I recently took some something to help me with weight and energy, and I left it downstairs. I don't have the name of it in front of me right now, but I will tell you what it is next week. And it's a product that is supposed to be derived from some type of herb. Well, it caused me great problems last week, female problems, actually. And I definitely want to put that warning out there to make sure that you are not utilizing this product. What someone did, they made my husband put the product thinking that it was coming from Dr. Oz. His name is being used erroneously by another company, so watch out for that. Because, you know, Dr. Oz is pretty serious and pretty good at selecting things. But it's one of those products, I think it's Garcinia, I think it's the herb. And I don't know whether there's any Garcinia in what I took, but I can tell you one thing, it caused me problems, okay? So I want people to think. Let's just take a pause. Let's take a 1 second pause and be quiet for a second. You're supposed to be thinking, okay? And what I want you to think about is, does it make sense for you to put anything in your mouth that has chemicals in it? And you've seen, for those of you who are still catching some TV, I still watch a little bit of it, products that they tell you, it has a warning on the label. It may cause you to have internal bleeding. It may cause you to have uterus or vaginal bleeding. It may cause you to have heart palpitations. It may cause your liver to have problems, your lungs, your kidneys, your spleen. It may cause your eyes to be dry. It may cause you to be suicidal. It may cause you to fall asleep behind the wheel. It may cause numbness and tingling in your hands. It may cause your mouth to get dry. It may cause pain in your breasts and your legs. It may cause you to be partially paralyzed. It may cause death. Okay, I think I've said enough. I believe that my listening audience is a very intelligent audience, and I'm just going to ask you to be the ambassadors, to gently and lovingly share with your family and friends the importance of really taking the time to think how much of a joke it is that these companies are actually, you know, they're being forced by people like ourselves to say that this product causes these four or five major, major, major things to affect you from using these products as opposed to heal or ease the pain of one thing, it causes tremendous, when I say tremendous, I mean tremendous damage in other areas. The Jasara's Love Show is here to warn you and tell you, and let's be thinkers, people. Let's not be robots, and let's not at all allow anyone to insult our intelligence by having these commercials, and then we turn around and actually buy the product. If you go to any of these pharmaceutical stores, they have brochures. I mean, Rite Aid is kind enough to give you a brochure to tell you all of the 25 or the 5 to 25 things that any product will do to your body in the process of supposedly healing you. Okay, so with that said, think about what you are ingesting. Do you have to have coffee? Do you have to have chocolate? Do you have to have that bun, which I love buns, by the way? No, I don't have to have it. Do you have to have that thing that has white sugar in it? Do you have to have the white rice? Do you have to have the white pasta? It goes on and on and on. Is there any reason that we're not eating more fruits and vegetables? I know we got to watch them. I know we got to watch where we buy them. Is there any reason why we're not taking the time to grow our own? Hint, hint. Okay, I'm going to go on to another topic because my time is getting short. But I just wanted to take the time to tell you, and I will be contacting the whatever office I'm supposed to contact because I will file a complaint concerning this product. I want the listening audience to be willing to take action when you find this happening. I also have a bra that I bought from a major department store that is a cheap bra. But, you know, there's some people out here that don't want to spend a lot of money or don't have a lot of money. Whether they do or they don't, if the product is out here, we're supposed to be able to buy it. I thought I'd give this product a try, and it actually, after you wash it one time or if you sweat real hard, has metal in it, and it begins to I forget what you call it, break down. So you have rust. So, you know, men and women, can you imagine a woman with rusting in her bra? No, not good. We know that rust is going to go into the body and cause problems. So that's another thing that I will be calling in on. Okay, in closing, I want everybody to keep in mind, make sure you get your Deepak Chopra and Oprah meditations. I do want to warn you, if you are a Deepak fan like I am, then be careful about so many other people. I'm not just saying everybody needs to go to Deepak, because I met some wonderful sisters and brothers up in New York City. I can't wait to bring them on the show. I should have somebody on by next week. I'm going to work real hard to do that. To talk about, you know, our health, you know, giving a tree a hug, meditating and making sure that we're emanating and illuminating light, love, sweetness, peace, and harmony. And I must attest to you, this is a trying week for me, and it was a couple moments I was not the loving, sweet, peaceful, I'd love to hug a tree person, you know. I was quite the opposite, you all, listening audience. But the good part about it is that I was able to put myself in check, rein myself back in and say something, you know, whatever is coming down that's agitating you, somebody's deliberately trying to agitate you, just go ahead and still love them. You know, be mindful of them, keep your eye on them, but at the same time, send out love and harmony and peace. And short of that, you just have to sometimes ignore people. But with that being said, make sure you're getting your meditations. And Deepak Chopra and Oprah have the meditation series going on right now. So please tell them to Cynthia Jahi. Look me up on Facebook, suggested that you do that. And if you have any suggestions, please send them to 252-406-0774. I want to be closing out because my husband always tells me that at a certain time the show kind of closes down anyway, and I don't want to close down in between my message. But with love and peace and harmony, I send you love. When life brings problems, separation, accidents, and disease, we can find true happiness in knowing that we are children of the Most High. We're children of God. We're children of Allah. We are children of Jehovah. And whatever name it is that you need to call the one that takes care of you, that is giving you breath. And I will say this, there, pause a moment. There is no special time for prayer. One can pray most anywhere. When things aren't going quite your way, pause a moment just to pray. If everything seems to bother you and nag at you the whole day through, to dispel those awful clouds of gray, pause a moment just to pray. Pray, plan, take action. Pray again. Be kind and loving to your temple and to those around you. People, be kind and loving to the animals. Don't kill any bees necessarily, okay? They're just trying to do what they do. Just take another day to come outside. This is the Jasari's Love Show. So dear Jahi, let's love and peace. Have an exciting, exciting, loving, peaceful, and harmonious day and week. See you on Monday. Bye now.